Two nights after meeting Roy and Herman, I used one of the cigarettes, which was my first experience with junk. A cigarette is like a toothpaste tube with a needle on the end. You push a pin down through the needle, the pin punctures the seal, and the cigarette is ready to shoot. Morphine hits the backs of the legs first, then the back of the neck. A spreading wave of relaxation, slackening the muscles away from the bones so that you seem to float without outlines, like lying in warm salt water. As this relaxing wave spread, I experienced a strong feeling of fear. I had the feeling that some horrible image was just beyond the field of vision, moving as I turned my head so that I never quite saw it. I felt nauseous. I lay down and closed my eyes. A series of pictures passed, like watching a movie. A huge neon-lighted cocktail bar that got larger and larger, until streets, traffic, and street repairs were included in it. A waitress carrying a skull on a tray. Stars in the clear sky. The physical impact of the fear of death. The shutting off of breath. The stopping of blood. I dozed off and woke up with a start of fear. Next morning I vomited and felt sick until noon. Roy called that night. About what we were discussing the other night, he said, I could go about $4 per box and take 5 boxes now. Are you busy? I'll come over to your place. We'll come to some kind of agreement. A few minutes later, he knocked at the door. He had on a Glen plaid suit and a dark, coffee-coated shirt. We said hello, and he looked around blankly and said, If you don't mind, I'll take one of those now. I opened the box. He took out a cigarette and injected it into his leg. He pulled up his pants briskly and took out $20. I put 5 boxes on the kitchen table. I think I'll take them out of the boxes, he said. Too bulky. He began putting the cigarettes into his coat pockets. I don't think they'll perforate this way, he said. Listen, I'll call you again in a day or so after I get rid of these and have some more money. Next day he was back. He shot another cigarette and pulled out $40. I laid out 10 boxes and kept 2. These are for me, I said. He looked at me surprised. You use it? Now and then. It's bad stuff, he said, shaking his head. The worst thing that can happen to a man. We all think we can control it at first. Sometimes we don't want to control it. He laughed. I'll take all you can get at that price. Next day he was back. He asked if I didn't want to change my mind about selling the 2 boxes. I said no. He bought 2 cigarettes for $1 each, shot them both, and left. During the next month, I used up the 8 cigarettes I had not sold. The fear I had experienced after using the first cigarette was not noticeable after the 3rd, but still, from time to time after taking a shot, I would wake up with a start of fear. After 6 weeks or so, I gave Roy a ring. I said, Say, do you have any to sell of the material I sold you before? There was a pause. Yes, he said. I can let you have 6... but the price will have to be $3 per. You understand, I don't have many. Okay, I said, you know the way. Bring it on over. It was 12 1/2 grain tablets in a thin glass tube. I paid him $18, and he apologized again for the retail rate. Next day, he bought 2 grains back. It's mighty hard to get now at any price, he said, looking for a vein in his leg and shot the liquid in. Later that day, Roy pointed out to me a drugstore where they sold needles without any questions. Very few drugstores will sell them without a prescription. He showed me how to make a collar out of paper to fit the needle to an eyedropper. An eyedropper is easier to use than a regular hypo, especially for giving yourself vein shots. Several days later, Roy sent me to see a doctor with a story about kidney stones to hit him for a morphine prescription. The doctor's wife slammed the door in my face, but Roy finally got past her and made the doctor for a 10-grain script. The doctor's office was in junk territory on 102nd Street off Broadway. He was a doddering old man and could not resist the junkies who filled his office and were, in fact, his only patients. It seemed to give him a feeling of importance to look out and see an office full of people.